This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up maybe later tonight, Rich, you and I are going to be doing a after show at 10:30. We'll start 10:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
So we'll be finished with a radio show at 10 o'clock Eastern. We'll take a quick break while I do the archives and stuff, and then we'll come back at 10:30 on DLive and Twitch. You can go to DLive.LRN.FM, which is where you can watch us live during the radio show, but that's the only place you can watch the after show, which we call Freer Talk Live. DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. Those will take you right to the LRN, Twitch, and DLive channels, respectively.
Amongst the places where you can watch it are Twitch and DLive.LRN.FM.
That is correct. And maybe tonight we'll talk about this. Porn star is not the right word. Instagram star who, Belle Delphine, is now making headlines for selling her bath water. So I think that might be a more fun topic for the after show, just because we won't be as restricted in the things that that we can say about it.
Yeah, I don't even know how to respond to that on FCC-controlled airwaves. Yeah, let's
do that one
just
tonight.
Push it out of your mind until 10:30.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that later on. And what we started the show tonight with was Donald Trump tweeting about Bitcoin. Well, he also tweeted about, of course, he's against it. He says he's, quote, not a fan. But also tweeting about Facebook. So let's get into that one here, the story from CNBC.com. And this isn't much of a story. It's just them putting Trump's tweets on a website, right? Like, that's what the news media does now, is they write news about what people are tweeting.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting because it shows how, to some extent, you know, irrelevant the news is becoming. The fact that they're spending time editing stories about what people are tweeting says that, you know, the real action is on places like Twitter or Mastodon, these places where people can just say what they want. And for the most part, Twitter obviously has certain rules. But we can also talk later about what's going on with Twitter's competitor Mastodon and the alt-right Gab, which is a kind of social media competitor to Twitter that has recently started on Mastodon.
I won't classify Gab as alt-right.
Mm-hmm.
There is an alt-right presence on Gab.
Okay, it's heavy, though,
but,
from what I've seen.
Yes, but I believe that I don't think the management is alt-right.
You may be right about that. I've never really looked deeply into it. I know that when I first heard about it, it was being promoted by alt-righters as sort of the place to go to get off of Twitter. Of course, they did end up banning Chris Cantwell from Gab, so clearly some of them can go too far, even for Gab.
Yeah, but, you know, you find Tom Woods on there, you find people who are definitely not alt-right.
Sure.
And I guess there's a growing left contingent there.
So back to Donald Trump, though, about Facebook. He says, similarly, this is an immediate follow-up right after. So he sent these at 8:15 p.m. on July 11th, all three of these tweets that we're going to talk about. So we talked about the Bitcoin one. Immediately following that, he says, similarly, Facebook Libra's, quote, virtual currency, unquote. That's not good English, will have little standing or dependability, he says. If Facebook and other companies want to become a bank, they must seek a new banking charter and become subject to all banking regulations, just like other banks, both national and international. We have only one real currency in the USA. We'll get to that here in a moment. But just talking about Facebook's Libra currency, which does not yet exist. It is in development phase. They have released a white paper about it. They do intend to have some level of cryptography involved, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that they want to decentralize it more in the future. But again, you know, talk is cheap. So we'll see what actually happens with this. There have been a bunch of companies that have come on board as nodes, as sort of maintainers of this system, and they include not freedom-friendly companies like MasterCard and Visa, people who are not interested in financial freedom, even though Facebook is pitching its Libra currency as though it's going to help people in you know, undeveloped countries have access to banking stuff.
Is Facebook going to let you use Libra to buy books they don't like?
I suspect they will be able to restrict anything they don't like from being used with Libra. They'll have total control over it.
Yeah, I... Wow.
Although they claim they won't, Rich. They're claiming they won't be in control. It will be the Libra Association, or whatever they're calling it, this group of what is right now, I think, 29 mega corporations, companies like Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, Uber, these companies that have been the investors, that Facebook will only have one vote out of the 29, so that they're claiming they won't even be in charge of it.
Yeah. I have absolutely no faith in it. And combining 29 megacorporations into a 30th super megacorporation doesn't make me think that they have people's best interests at heart. That's not where I'm inclined to put my trust.
Yeah, although I am interested in watching what happens, and I have to say I'm cheering it on to some extent, because even though I'm a huge fan of cryptocurrency, I'm also a huge fan of anything that can help take down the central state government and, you know, their money supply and all that. And even though the Facebook crypto will be based on fiat money, it'll be a basket of currencies and maybe some low-risk investments as well. So even though it will be sort of on the backs of those currencies, you could argue that it is a better idea than just having money in any one of those currencies to, you know, sort of utilize them all. And the reaction from the bankers towards this Facebook and the government goons towards this Facebook crypto has been very negative. And I just kind of, you know, it's won a few brownie points with me because of that, just simply because the government sees this as a threat, even though it doesn't even exist yet. They're freaking out.
Yeah. I don't know. Basing it on a basket of currencies is dangerous because it means that you're think of the payment of the company that's selling the stuff for cash and buying it buying and selling it. It's got to pay out to an Italian in lira, and it's got to pay out to a U.S. citizen in dollars. So if they have a bunch of Italians buying the stuff and sending it to America, then the Americans are cashing it in for dollars. Where does Facebook get the dollars?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So they've got a problem there. And then if you hold it for a while, you know, they don't say the dollar goes way up against the lira. Well, if people then pull it out. Actually, I'm sorry. That's a win for if the dollar went way up against lira and people pulled it out in
lira,
then those people. Then it would be a big win for Facebook. If they pulled it out in dollars, it would be a big loss for Facebook. And
right.
I would think they would be more likely to pull it out in the currency that's up than the currency that's down because they want to lock in those gains.
Right. And who knows what Facebook will allow as far as, you know, if you have a dollar-based account, you may not be able to say you want to pull out lira. So it may have to do with the geographic area under which you signed up for it. Who knows? We don't know how this is going to pan out yet.
Or, I mean, I guess they could send you a whole bouquet of currency for it. We'll send them some euros and some dollars and some lira. Let him sort it out.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting to see how they end up handling this. You bring up some good points about it. But nonetheless, the bankers are upset.
Oh, the bankers are definitely freaked.
And when I say that, I mean the central bankers specifically. They are not happy. In fact, they've been told, Facebook has been told, asked And, you know, the government doesn't usually ask, but apparently these government goons in the federal government in the U.S. have asked Facebook to stop development on this until they can get the regulatory agencies involved and blah, blah, blah. 855, 450, free. You know, this thing may actually never even come out. Who knows at this point? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts? Welcome. Join us.
Is oral health important to you?
If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. If you're new to crypto and you don't yet have a wallet, or maybe you're old school, you've been around for a while and you're just looking for a good wallet, Edge Wallet's a great one. It's the one that I use more than any other, and it supports a bunch of different cryptos. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold various cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more. Edge.app is where you can go to learn more about Edge Wallet. They will help you secure your freedom. It's available for iOS and Android, and their veteran team's been building wallets since 2014. That's a long time in the world of cryptocurrency. That's half a decade. Edge.app, go there and or download it straight from your favorite app or Play Store. It's Edge Wallet. As we continue here, Ian and Rich in the studio, let's go to Jonathan in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live, listening at LRN.FM.
Hey, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. So I read an article recently about the Facebook coin. And
sure.
what I heard is that Mark Zuckerberg's plan is he's going to take the Facebook.
I'm just going to hit dump, even though you can legally probably get away with saying that. I'm going to dump you because saying what you said is probably going to be seen as indecent or pandering to the lowest common denominator sexually. So if you'd called on our after show, Freer Talk Live, you would not have been dumped. There would have been no point in dumping that because, well, first of all, the after shows are not protected by the dump machine at all. But secondly, we can say those things on the after show. But since we're on broadcast radio, sorry, buddy. You can watch our after show later tonight starting at 10:30 Eastern time at dlive.lrn.fm.
But interestingly enough, it's still okay for us to say to you, don't be an ass.
Yes, that's right. We can't say that. So we go on. Speaking of that, Donald Trump has more to say. Again, he's not a fan of cryptocurrencies. He also predicts that Facebook's Libra currency will have, quote, little standing or dependability. Well, I would say that remains to be seen. I mean, Facebook, starting with an installed user base of in the billions, I think. Don't they have like 1.8 or 2 billion users, allegedly?
Okay, but credibility technically means ability to be believed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that Facebook is one of the least trusted companies out there.
That's true.
Which is ironic considering they are entrusted with a lot of data by people who don't trust them.
This is true.
And I was one of those people until 2 days ago.
Well, and we've seen them losing that data as well.
Yeah.
And not, you know, and giving it to other companies that are also not trustworthy. Now, you said you've quit Facebook as of 2 days ago?
Yeah, my Rich Paul account and my Rich Freeman Paul account, each of them got banned, and
man,
I had said that
what
the,
for?
You know, I don't even remember
Do they tell you?
Yeah, they gave me the quote. I couldn't quote it now. It wasn't important. It was, but yeah, they killed me.
Huh. Wow.
So I'd said that next time they did that, I was out permanently, and I'm going to stick with that.
All right. And you had been sort of preparing for this eventuality, knowing that they banned you before, so there was a chance that they were going to ban you again. As I recall, you had told me that you'd posted, like, you know, maybe to your about or your profile of some sort, showing people where they can find you off of Facebook. So you've got a Mastodon account on the Liberdon server, which is what? How would people find you there? Is it at, what is it? It's at
It's Liberdon.com/ampersandnobody.
Ampersand or the at symbol.
Yes.
So at nobody.
Uh-huh.
That's sweet.
Or I'm sorry, not ampersand. Ampersand is the at and sign. It is at. It's the at sign.
Ampersand is Shift-7, and the at sign is Shift-2 on the standard keyboard.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so at nobody. So it's liberdon.com/@nobody.
Yeah.
And so you had links to that on your Facebook profile for some amount of weeks, I guess?
Yeah, it took me about 4 weeks, I guess, or 6 weeks to get banned. First they banned one account, and then about 3 weeks later they banned the other.
Well, the nice thing about the Mastodon platform, as certainly you know, Rich, but maybe our listeners aren't familiar with it, is it is decentralized. It is federated, which means that essentially the owner of Liberdon could decide to censor you, but the odds are much less that that's going to happen. And even if it did happen, you could just simply go to another or start your own Mastodon server. And there are thousands of these servers that are already in existence.
Mm-hmm. And that's the interesting thing about the Fediverse is you can have, like, Facebook is kind of has a homogeneous tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas as I go to different places in the Fediverse, like, I've gone to places where there were, like, people were just making a bunch of racist comments, and it was like I read down a little bit and said, okay, there's nothing here that interests me.
Yep.
But then Liberdon, you almost never see that. And I don't know.
Well, Liberdon is a libertarian server.
Right.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's interesting that, you know, different people can go to places where they feel comfortable.
There's been a controversy recently with Mastodon, and we can get into that, but I do want to finish Donald Trump's tweets. I've got a story about this Gab company that went over to Mastodon, mm-hmm. and it's caused a big stir, I guess you could say, within the Mastodon universe. But back to Donald Trump saying that. He finishes his triumvirate of tweets here by saying, "We have only one real currency in the USA, and it is stronger than ever." Well, that's a lie.
That's a damn lie. My God, it's down to 4% of its original value, right, against gold, since it has never ended a year higher than it started that year, yeah, as far as I know, against gold. So
yeah, I'm sorry, it's not strong at all. It's weaker than ever, Donald Trump. It may be strong compared to some other world currencies. It's stronger than the Bolivar in Venezuela.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, stronger than water.
Right. He also claims it is both dependable and reliable. Well,
you can rely on it to always go down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It doesn't lose its value as quickly as some of the other, you know, world currencies like the Zimbabwe dollar or the Bolivar in Venezuela, but that's just the way things happen to be. They could print more at a larger clip, and then it would devalue even faster.
Of course, during the Great Depression, pickles were 5 cents, and now they're about two bucks. So if you'd put your money in pickles, you'd be much better off. If you'd managed to keep the pickles fresh, that's the hard part.
It's by far, he claims, the most dominant currency anywhere in the world, and it will always stay that way. It's called the United States dollar.
Oh, God. Yeah, sometimes I'm able to see Donald Trump as leftist to see him, and this is one of those moments.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, we'll get into Mastodon a little bit deeper. What's going on with the controversy there? And if you're not yet on board with Mastodon, if you haven't migrated, you should begin considering doing that. It's a pretty great platform because it's decentralized. As we continue here in moments, you can follow us on there over at toot.freetalklive.com. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the 6th time since taking office. President Trump on why he's speaking at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee.
We're here today to celebrate the triumphant return of American manufacturing. You know what they said, it was going to be gone, but it's not gone. It's really thriving and it's starting to build up at a level that nobody thought was possible. Everything we're doing to keep the assembly lines rolling full speed ahead. That's being done, and we're doing it right. We're proudly defending our most important national resource, the American worker.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta announced on Friday that next Friday will be his last day. He explains why he's resigning.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Whether you want to discuss Trump's attack on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, or coming up, we got the story about Gab, the what some people view as an alt-right platform. Although, Rich, you say you don't think that that was the intention of the founders of the Gab platform.
I don't think so. I saw an interview, Tom Woods interviewed one of the founders.
Oh, really?
Or the founder of Gab, I think. And basically he said that a bunch of alt-righters ended up on Gab because they were the ones getting deplatformed.
Well, right. Yeah, so it at the time that they sort of, I don't know if it was right when they came out, but when they became relevant, was when all these people were looking to find a new home, so to speak. And so they kind of took that platform over. Although some argue that it was always intended that way because they adopted the frog as their mascot on Gab, and the alt-righters had sort of adopted this meme frog, basically. Pepe, I believe, is the frog's name.
Oh, is Pepe the symbol of Gab?
Well, not the exact Pepe, okay? So there's a certain artist who made Pepe the Frog, and as I understand it, the artist who made it is not necessarily a right-winger.
No, he's like hard left,
yeah.
And he sues people
for
using that
name. Yeah, I heard he sued Alex Jones.
Yeah.
I heard he went after InfoWars, and I think he won. I believe I saw a headline about that. I didn't read the story, but I believe there was a settlement in that particular case. So, anyway, the alt-right had sort of adopted this Pepe Frog And so it just happened to be that Gab adopted a frog as its, again, it's not the same graphic, but it's definitely a frog that is its mascot.
So interesting.
It sort of suggests that it might have been kind of an all right effort, but who knows?
Well, I do have an account there, but I've only had it there for one day, so I will see what I find on there.
Yeah, definitely let me know. Now, you are also on Mastodon. As you mentioned, Free Talk Live is there as well. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com, toot.freetalklive.com. So about the Gab platform, about that website, it got a lot of controversy because of the alt-writers. People like Christopher Cantwell went to that site. Now, they ended up banning Cantwell after a while, but he was there for quite a while.
Yeah, not for racism, for a threat of violence.
That's right. And it was actually one of the few times you'll ever see Cantwell apologize. He actually wrote an apology to the site to try to get them to reverse it, and I guess they didn't. But Cantwell's the kind of guy who tends to not apologize for things, but in this case, he did. Mm-hmm. I've got two stories about this from sort of two completely polar opposite news sites. One of them, News and Opinion, one of them Breitbart, which is kind of like a right-wing kind of site, as I understand it, and then Vice, which is a little more of a lefty tinge. So here are the two different headlines. Headline on Breitbart, decentralized social network Mastodon, they put decentralized in quotes, moves to censor free speech platform Gab, while Vice's article is titled, "The Nazi-Free Alternative to Twitter is Now Home to the Biggest Far-Right Social Network." Rich, where should we start? Should we start with Vice and get their perspective first, or do you want to go with the Breitbart people?
Well, let's go with Vice first.
All right, here's Vice. Story from Motherboard's Ben Makuch. This was published just yesterday. The headline, subheadline, Gab, which has been used frequently by neo-Nazi terror groups to organize and recruit, is now the biggest node on the Mastodon network. Mastodon was launched as a decentralized, social justice-friendly Twitter alternative that was free of Nazis and harassment. But 2 years later, the biggest Mastodon instance is now Gab, a far-right social media network known widely as a gathering space for white supremacists. Despite getting attention as a healthier Twitter alternative, most Mastodon federations have remained small. Mastodon, which functions much like an open-source Twitter, is decentralized in that anyone can set up their own federation or server, but those servers can interact with each other. Or not, right? Like they could also pull their interactions and block their interactions with other Mastodon servers. And that's, in fact, what's happening now with some servers blocking the new Gab server. Let's go back in or get deeper into the story here. Gab, which has been tied to the suspect responsible for the Pittsburgh synagogue terror attack that killed 11 worshippers, announced on July 4th that... Which
How many killers
fair,
have had Facebook pages?
Yeah, exactly. Almost all of them, I suspect. Announced on July 4th that it had switched its back end to run on Mastodon software, instantly making it the largest Mastodon server, with more than double the number of users as the next largest federation. Because Gab is simply implementing Mastodon's open source code, there's no functional way for Mastodon to shut down Gab. This, of course, was part of the appeal for Gab in the first place. In the past, Gab had lost its web host GoDaddy and had been banned from accepting donations via PayPal. Quote, "Gab is now unstoppable and can never again be taken down as a whole ever again," unquote. This according to Gab in a series of emails to Motherboard. Mastodon released a statement. Mastodon, the organization. So just to be clear, what is Mastodon? It's a piece of software, an open source, free piece of software that some lefties in Europe, I believe Germany and France are the two primary countries in which the programmers for Mastodon live. These are the people who created what is brilliant software that allows decentralized federated servers to pop up anywhere they want to. Did they not see this coming? Could they really have put this software out there and not realized, people who I don't agree with might use my software. People who we don't like might run a server. I mean, is this surprising to anyone?
I can't imagine how it could have surprised them. I mean, that was kind of part of their point, was that, nobody could take you down. Well, of course, the people that people are trying to take down are the people who are hated. And Nazis are hated for good reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I wish commies were equally hated because they killed a lot more people, but, they're both hateful ideologies. Mm-hmm.
And they did target Gab, Mastodon, releasing a statement saying they're denouncing Gab for using its tool and claimed it will do everything in its power to isolate the Gab server. Also said some servers in its Fediverse have been blocking Gab's domains, meaning that Gab cannot interact with them. Quote, Mastodon is completely opposed to Gab's project and philosophy, which seeks to monetize and platform racist content while hiding behind the banner of free speech, said Mastodon in the statement on their website. They said further, quote, the Mastodon community does not approve of their attempt to hijack our infrastructure. Now, that's a strange way of putting download our free software.
Yeah, it really is.
It's disappointing that the Mastodon people would go as far as they have already gone on this, but it's not over yet. There's more to say about it. They say, and I'm sorry, they don't speak for the Mastodon community. The only thing the programmers of Mastodon can speak for are the programmers of Mastodon.
Yeah.
And because it's open source, anybody who wanted to, what they call, fork this project could easily do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to, or if Gab wanted to, or if anybody who had the programming chops wanted to, they could just go ahead. Like, for instance, if Mastodon released an update that blocks the IP addresses or something of Gab's server, you know, which they could do, somebody could just fork the project and make sure that code, that nasty code, is not in there and have a free version of Mastodon again.
Yeah, rolling back a patch is about the easiest thing to do.
Mastodon, they say, is completely opposed. They do not approve of their attempt to hijack our infrastructure. Well, that almost suggests that Gab has come in and done some sort of a hack job and taken over their servers, when in point of fact, that's not what's happening here at all. They downloaded free software, they installed it on their own server, and they invited people to participate in it. And the Mastodon programmers are throwing a hissy fit over this. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Rather than just use the tool at their disposal to, you know, not federate with this unwanted server, they're going a little bit further than that with some of the, I don't know if they mentioned this in this article, but apparently some of the Mastodon apps are also blocking Gab. We can talk more about it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
We're talking about the controversy that has bubbled up over the Mastodon platform, a supposed decentralized free speech platform that I guess they were joking when they talked about free speech, because there's been a Mastodon instance that has popped up over the last couple few weeks by the company known as Gab that has been sort of known as kind of being a harbor for the alt-right, a safe harbor, if you will, for people on the right. In fact, Vice even goes so far as to claim in this article, which most of the rest of the article, we gave sort of the basics on what happened in the beginning, most of the rest of the article is them basically saying that Gab has encouraged terrorism, that Gab, by simply existing and allowing people on the alt-right to be on the site, has fomented terrorism. And, of course, as you pointed out, Rich, how many of these terror attack, you know, killers, these shooters, how many of these people have had Facebook accounts? Almost all of them.
Yeah. Of course, they're taken down immediately once the killing happens.
After the fact.
You know.
Right. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the thing is this idea that you have to agree with speech to permit that speech is really dangerous, you know. Right. I think that people like, you know, Cantwell and other racists should be, you know, go ahead and talk to them and expose them for the fools that they are.
Indeed, the more you can get somebody like that to speak, the more they sort of hang themselves with their own rope in a lot of cases. But what they're actually arguing, and again, I'm summarizing the rest of the story because it rambles on for quite a while on the Vice piece, which we'll put it on our social media. If you want to go and follow the Free Talk Live Mastodon, you can go to toot.freetalklive.com. I haven't posted it yet, but I will post it there. And but basically what they're arguing here is that the fact that Gab allows some people on the alt-right to be there, they're saying Gab hasn't cracked down hard enough. Gab, of course, saying, well, if somebody's violating our terms of service, you know, like they did with Cantwell, they deleted his account after he issued a threat from that account. So that's one example of them taking down a relatively high-profile sort of white nationalist kind of guy. Basically, what this article is claiming here is just the fact that Gab is a relatively popular platform with I don't know how many millions of users. They're saying that, oh, well, if it weren't for Gab, these people, these hate-filled bigots, these violent Nazis or whatever, they wouldn't have as big of a platform. And so they're blaming Gab for its success, saying that, oh, because Gab hasn't cracked down as much as we think they should crack down, then these Nazis have a club that they can, you know, post the, you know, to this site, and then more people who would have not otherwise seen their posts would see their posts. So that's basically the argument here, is that Gab is somehow encouraging violence, and that they're encouraging these attacks simply by existing, simply by being a popular platform.
Yeah, and, you know, when you try to clamp down on speech, people are going to fight back. People are going to get angrier and angrier.
As they should.
You know? Yeah, and it's, I think it makes these causes that I disagree with, the things like the Nazis, it makes them look better by comparison.
Right, sympathetic.
When their enemies stoop to their level. And use basically fascist tactics.
That's a great point. If you want to weigh in, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Bill. He's in Alabama watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello, what's up?
Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
All right. I want to talk about the Jeff Epstein stuff. You know, all that crap.
The what?
Jeff Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein, the guy who was arrested this week on alleged trafficking charges. Go ahead.
And how Secretary Alex Acosta resigns from pressure from that. Can you have any kind of thoughts on this or whatever?
I would not have even known who or what. Right, we're just going to dump that and say goodbye. But I will answer his question, because he's talking about the prosecutor or somebody in that, I think maybe he was in the Department of Justice. He oversaw the original Jeffrey Epstein case from like 12 years ago, I think. And this same guy just resigned now over, you know, what he did then, which was to say offer a plea deal to Jeffrey Epstein. That was a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, an amazing plea deal, the kind of plea deals the defendants dream of.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he didn't get off completely, but he basically got a slap on the hand.
Yeah. Well, he did less time for being a serial rapist than I did for selling weed.
Yeah, that's right. And he was also in a minimum security facility where he was able to go on a work release as well.
Yeah, they denied me work release.
That's right. Even though there was no reason for them to deny you. I mean, you're not a danger of an escape or anything like that. So.
And even though it specifically says that sex offenders don't get work release.
He did.
He did.
What you're saying.
Isn't that amazing? Best justice system money can buy.
Now, whether or not he actually committed a real crime, I think, is a whole other question. And we looked at that in great detail. But the point is, he was punished nowhere near as stringently as many other people who received the same charges that he received. Now, whether, again, those charges should even exist is another question that leads to a discussion about age of consent and that sort of thing. But let's go to Jim. He's in Maine, also claiming to watch on YouTube. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, I was curious about what exactly is a libertarian. I'm confused if it's like a liberal or more of a conservative.
Well, libertarians in general are, they're either on any given issue to the left of the liberals or to the right of the conservatives, you know. Conservatives talk about small governments, and libertarians mean it when they talk about small governments. liberals talk about free speech, or, yeah. And libertarians mean it when they talk about free speech.
Right. And some liberals might be in favor of, that you own your own body, for instance. And libertarians are consistent. They tend to be pretty consistent with the idea that you own your own body, whereas liberals seem to be all over the map on, they might be in favor of marijuana decriminalization or legalization, but, we can't be doing that with, LSD or heroin, God. So, there's plenty of liberal drug warriors out there, for instance.
Yeah, and you have conservative border worshippers who say that your rights come from government, and without government you have no rights, or if you're not a citizen you have no rights. But libertarians believe that rights come from nature or from God, depending on the libertarian, and that therefore human rights exist for every human.
While I agree that human rights exist for every human, I would say they come from humans, which, of course, is another way of saying it comes from nature, because we have to enumerate and acknowledge what those rights are. We have to agree on them, because if we can't agree on what those rights are, then they're clearly not universal.
Yeah, I would agree on that.
So let me bring Jim back on here. I just put you on hold, Jim, because we've had a number of crank calls here tonight, and I'm not sure what your intentions are. So go ahead.
So are you all, in the middle? Bye.
About him. Yep. Bye, buddy. Can't say the F word on broadcast radio. But again, tonight, if you tune in at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time over at dlive.lrn.fm, you can say the F word, no problem. It's welcome on the internet. There's no pesky FCC that's going to get in the way. So for our listeners on the internet platforms that are continuing to try to violate the rules here tonight and getting dumped, I just want to explain briefly to you what a dump machine is. It is a magic box that actually allows us to eliminate things before they even make it to the radio transmitters. So when you say things that you're not allowed to say on the radio, it maybe, he's from the UK, maybe you can say the F word on the, at least he sounded like he was from the UK. He certainly had a heavy British accent. Maybe you can say the F word on the radio there. I don't know. But you definitely can't say it here. And the dump machine will just eliminate it. You don't even make it to the air. So you may hear yourself on Twitch, because we can't dump Twitch. There's no box for that. But you're not being heard on the radio, so sorry, you failed. All three of you. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We got more on Gabs, migration to the Mastodon platform, and the butthurt, the upset, the controversy about that. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.